Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population new.
Population Youngblood.
Andrew hey. Youngblood.
Jay, what happened to your voice there?
That's I loved it.
Stupid.
I loved it.
Anyway,
I loved
hi, Andrew high. Youngblood.
Get the highs and the
what's
highs
going on, guys?
Wait, was that don't stupid worry. Or was
no,
it great?
No, it was great.
I don't know. It just
it was very high-pitched.
Your brother's being a brother.
Thank you. Thank you,
was
when,
Andrew.
When does this drop? Who knows when this drops?
It's the next.
I want to know right
it's the
away.
Next mini that we have on the next Friday app.
Okay.
That we got, right. I think.
This on the 6th? The 6th of May. Perfect.
Thank you. Andrew, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you guys? How you been?
Great.
How's
how was Moon
Houston?
Tower?
Moon Tower was awesome.
How was your Moon Tower? You were at the Paramount and you featured for Mark Norman.
How was that?
It was great. It was fun. But you know, as much as it was fun to do a big theater like that, it was kind of sad just being there Wednesday because yeah. I'm used to being there for the whole week and then seeing everybody. And mm-hmm. most of my friends came in Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. And then, you know, they were there. I even flew back on Sunday hoping I'd catch some people. And everyone was like, no, I got an early flight. I'm out of there.
Oh, my God. We left so early.
Yeah, you landed around 7. We were gone by 5:30.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid. I'm still tired.
Yeah, it's exhausting. One day was, honestly, at the same time when I got out of there after one day, I was like, this is probably better for my health.
Right. I can really only do that once. Well, here's the deal, Andrew, and I know you know this because you spent a lot of time with Daniel Van Kirk. The world's getting dumber. I mean, you guys, I'm sure you experience it, and you've experienced it on the road with him, but we got to dig into a story. Shall we do it right now?
Ready?
We'll find out what he's got going on.
Ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
Sent in by Carlene McDermott at
She Be Carlene. She's on a roll.
I know.
Love her.
I know. Here's the headline. You guys will love this. Mm-hmm. I'm searching for the stranger whose name is on my bottom.
Oh, God. We've all made bad
sounds
mistakes.
Sounds like an America song.
Right, right. Andrew, you have quite a few tattoos. What would you say, 30?
It's just tough. You know, you get to a certain point, and then you just go by percentage of body, I think.
Right.
So I'm gonna ask you're probably around 28%.
I'm going to ask you a question that I know you will not be able to answer. What was your 15th tattoo? Can't do
yeah,
it.
No, that's,
can't
I can
do
name...
It.
I can name my last one, and then I could probably name like the first three. But then after that, I'm like, God.
And I know for later,
just like your kids.
How about you name your most regrettable one?
Well, no,
just
like I know. For later for your
that might be
time,
the story.
That might be the story.
Okay. I think that might be the story.
So why don't you tell us?
That.
Why don't you tell us what it is, and then that's a teaser for people to join the Patreon. What is
what
it?
What is it right now?
All right, so right now it's covered. Up. I got it covered. I took way too long. This was a friend of mine.
Don't tell this
don't
story.
Don't tell the story. Okay. Just well, tell me what it is.
What is
the
it
image?
Right now?
If I tell you what it was without the story,
fine, we'll save
I
it all.
Sound like a real asshole.
We'll save it all. Like
it okay, then we'll awesome.
Save it all.
All right, so you have a regrettable tattoo.
Look, if you want to join our Patreon, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
So you can find
hang
out
with me
story.
And Andrew and the Sklars.
But here's the deal. So clearly someone got so wasted, they hung out with somebody that right. they don't know and got
that person's
name
them.
On their ass.
Here we go. This comes from uk.style.yahoo.com.
More dumb shit.
Like Yahoo, you need to be paring down.
Guys, let's
a mom,
streamline.
A mom
tiny URL.
Is trying to track down a man whose name she spontaneously had tattooed on her butt during a girl's trip abroad.
Right. Spontaneously got tattooed
sure.
are two things that should not be in the same sentence. A tattoo should be something you think about for a while,
for a
you
decade.
Or you have so many, eventually you're like, who cares? I'm just adding a burrito
I feel like I'm being
tomorrow.
Attacked.
No,
no,
you're not.
No,
you will be eventually, but not yet.
So let me
we've
ask.
All
because
made dumb decisions.
I'm
man.
Like an NBA player in 1986. I got no tattoos. So, were many of them spontaneous decisions, or were you just like, I want another one, I want another one, and then when it hits me, I'll get this one?
I would say at least 10 of them were like, hey, let's just do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were walking by a tattoo shop, and you're like,
no, it's one of those. You know, I would say the spontaneous ones end up being the matching ones, or like in this case with this lady, like the name of somebody.
Sure.
That had such a good time.
Here's the
reason. I have a lot of I have like friend matching tattoos. You know, we're like out, we're drinking a little, and you're like, you know what? let's go get a tattoo. This will be fun. We'll get like a matching tattoo. And then, you know, and then you stop being friends and you look at it and you're like,
what the hell was I thinking?
But you also have like all the, you have like portraits of all the Monster Squad too. So you have things that you love.
I have stuff I've planned out.
Yeah, well,
and yours double as a shield for high level employment. So I think that's cool, man.
Good thing he's on his own boss.
Thank God you own the own company.
I've always set myself up just in case I fail miserably. I've got nothing where I couldn't wear a long sleeve. If I wear long sleeves, I've had jobs like before comedy that were like corporate jobs where I wore like suit and tie, and then I went and hung out with some coworkers afterwards.
They're like,
what the hell? You have tattoos? I never would have guessed.
Didn't you, Andrew, and Dolly Parton. Didn't you used to sell vacuum cleaners door to door?
Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
Oh, my God. I heard you cleaned up in that business.
That could have been your story. I still could. Who knows?
Dan, you missed my...
What did you say?
I said I heard you cleaned up in that business.
Oh, that's all good. Right. I love that. I just didn't hear it.
Move
no.
on.
Dang it. That was on me, not on you.
All right. Wasn't listening.
A mom is trying to track down a man whose name she spontaneously had tattooed on her bottom during a girl's trip abroad. Kaylee Williams. Perfect name for spontaneous tattoo, right?
No. Yeah.
Kaylee?
I wouldn't put Kaylee on my butt, but.
But no, but I'm saying for a person who would get a spontaneous tattoo, Kaylee.
You could just hear her mom being like,
she was holidaying with four friends on the party island of Magaluf, Spain. Magaluf, Spain.
Yeah. Never even heard of it.
I've heard M-A-G-A, of
Mallorca. M-A-G-A-L-U-F, Spain. It's now, I want to go to this island just on this story alone. Magaluf?
The party island.
Yeah.
Party
island. Back in 2012 when she decided to get a tattoo.
Okay.
After bumping into a group of men who were on a stag weekend, a member of the group randomly offered to pay for Williams to get his name on her bottom.
This sounds like a good idea.
I'm going to show you guys the picture of the tattoo. Bottom.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Can you see that, buddy?
She also has
a
tramp stamp.
Huh?
She also has a tramp
stamp. Look at there we go.
Andrew. Daniel Ford.
Daniel Ford
Automotive.
Well, it should be Daniel Ford Chevrolet. I would love it if it was. And Dan Ford, by the way, is a listener of our podcast. Dan Ford Chevy. Come on
down. She met Dan Ford in Magaluf?
I'll put Dan Ford Chevy. So if your
Not
name
the
is
same
Dan
spelling,
Ford,
but the tattoo artist got it wrong.
Dude, anyone whose name is Dan Ford should contact this woman and be like, yo.
Baby. Yo, where you been, girl? Where you been, girl?
But it's F-O-R-D-E, so it might be 40.
It's Ford.
I will sing a new song. I will sing.
Keep going.
Sing a new song.
Don't let it go.
How long?
Get there.
To sing this song.
Make it pay off.
How long?
I think you got it.
To sing this song.
One more time.
How long?
What are you singing?
To sing. I have been aged out of a podcast. I don't know what's going on. It's YouTube.
All right, so
but how's
YouTube
it tied to Daniel back, Ford?
Because it's 40, F-O-R-D-E, and the name of the song was 40.
Perfect. That's all I needed. I love it.
So my favorite part about that song at Red Rocks when they do it live, YouTube, is they finish the lyrics of the song. And they finish that part of the song, and the song is still going. They say, thank you very much, good night, and the song is still going, and all the fans start singing.
Oh, that's fun. That's
and they
dope.
Do it even as they leave. All right.
That's wonderful. Worth
hearing.
Andrew, did you get a good look at that butt?
I did, and it was stuck on my screen, like full screen for quite a while, and I was like, how do I get rid of this?
It's like a virus.
It's not the worst butt I've seen.
It's a very beautiful butt.
It's a great mom butt.
Sir Mix-a-Lot may rest in peace.
I expected a worse butt for the bad decision, you know?
No. Good butt. Good Daniel Ford tattoo.
And by the way, not a bad tattoo as far as like lettering.
It's got a real font to it. It's classy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scripty.
Sure. Bizarrely, she woke up the next day to find Daniel Ford with an E tattooed on her left cheek, the name of the person who paid for the tattoo.
Yeah.
How much do you think it cost?
For that tattoo.
In English now, pounds? I'm going to make him go last because I feel like he's got a good tattoo price.
I've got a number in my head. I think it's pretty accurate.
Jason or Randy?
$140.
Jason says $140.
$325.
$3.25?
No, $325.
$325. Okay.
Andrew? I would guess that's like a shop minimum. It's like $80, $100 tops.
Wow.
Okay, you got to pick one.
All right, $80.
$80. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to find out how much this butt tattoo cost.
I'm
We're going to learn a little bit more about
the psychology of what happened. Exactly. I want to know.
I can't wait.
I
want to
know what led to this. Oh, I can't wait.
Plus, Andrew's got a great thing to promote, but we'll do all that right after this.
Love it.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Mm-hmm. I love these Friday episodes. They're such a beautiful, quick jaunt. And we're
so
with our
fun.
Good friend, Andrew Youngblood. Great comic, Houston, Texas, travels around, tours around with Daniel Van Kirk.
That's right. Yep.
Which, before we get to what Andrew has going on, I want to just briefly talk about stuff that we have going on so you can catch
it.
And we always talk about it. We'll be super quick about it, okay?
No, get in.
Jay and I are
going to
be in Portland,
Everybody
Oregon, Helium on Thursday, May 12th. And then
only one night, one show. Please
one night,
come
one
out,
show.
Portland.
I want to sell it out. And then Friday and Saturday. I want to sell it out before we land. Can we do that? Mm-hmm. Then Friday and Saturday, we're in Seattle. We haven't been to Seattle in like 4 or 5 years. So I'm so excited to go.
At the Crocodile. Never done that.
Cool
venue.
Rock Club. Jeff Baldinger is going to be with us. I love him so much.
Such
He's a great
sweet
comic.
Dude, yeah.
So we'll be there Thursday on Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th. Hey, join our Patreon. We're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats, Cheaper
so
Seats.
Fun.
And Dan has seen clips of it. We're basically working on the editing for the Nosebleeds when it comes out this summer. Dare I say it is a step up from what we did on Cheap Seats. I'm so excited about that. So
everybody's got to get Fight Pass. Everybody's got
to
comment.
I am just salivating thinking about what Dan is about to tell us in terms of, you know, the cookies. Please, please, Dan.
Oh, look, if you can go to
3bestbakery.com.
You have? Oh, great.
Yeah. You can get my family recipe. They've been passed down for 5 generations, and now they're being passed to everybody else. You can give your mom or yourself the cookies that my mom has given me.
Great Mother's Day
life.
Gift.
Yes. So if get those orders in. It might be a little too late to get those, but you can still get orders in just for the standard everyday Hub City cookies. And then obviously.
I have one thing. When you're on your computer and it asks you, do you want to accept the cookies in this case?
You accept the cookies. You accept all the cookies.
Accept these cookies.
Accept these cookies.
Accept these cookies. Other than that, as everybody knows, everything's up at DanielVanKirk.com. I have more dates that are going to be announced soon with Andrew Youngblood. Plus, I'm going to kick it off, and Andrew's here to talk about it as well. This month, the 19th through the 22nd, I am doing the Come and Take It Comedy Festival.
Great fest.
At 6 o'clock on the 19th, I'm doing my first ever live bingo, Hub City Bingo.
Oh,
yeah, you can still buy
so
tickets
fun.
To wherever you are. If you hear my voice, you can still buy tickets.
Are you doing
to
it in
digital.
The small room there?
Yeah, in the box.
I love
or maybe
room.
In the showroom. I don't know. Wherever Andrew wants it.
Okay.
And then people can, wherever you are, you can still buy tickets and join in
it's
virtually,
fun.
But everybody can also play in
interactive.
The room. Oh,
interactive.
So
I love it.
Andrew,
so
tell people else about this festival.
It should be a blast. This is our 6th year coming up. You guys,
we did it.
As you all
loved
did it 1 year.
Loved it.
You know, every year we try to switch it up a little bit. Dan seems to be a consistent on the thing.
He should be.
But, you know, this year we've got Rory on it. We've got Akash Singh. We've got Harlan Williams. We've got Sean Patton, Shane Torres.
Oh, my God.
Amy Miller, Jenny Zagrino. We have so many killers on this festival.
Killers.
Doug Loves Movies. Worldwide, Wide World of Dougs. Obviously, he's doing some stand-up, too.
Great.
We have a ton of comics. It's a pretty great lineup. It's in Houston, Texas. It's a very – it's a festival put on by comics for it's just
it's perfect.
Like it's
and I always tell people, Andrew, I'm like, you know, sometimes at these festivals, you can see amazing shows, especially like your big, huge, bigger than big festivals. But at like yours, it's all one venue. So you end up kind of like seeing the comics and being around the comics the whole time and like
you just
almost hanging with them.
Bounce from show to show.
Yeah.
Get that full festival pass. Where can they get it if people want to come and grab it?
Come and take it comedy.com or the secretgrouphtx.com. Either one, you can find the festival passes. They're pretty cheap for a weekend passes, like $120, $130.
That's amazing.
And then there's day passes and single show passes. And we always have some special guests that we still haven't announced yet that I can't say anything. But
okay.
Last year, it was Dave Chappelle. So we have very secret guests. They usually do drop-ins. You got to stick around the whole time. You'll see something cool, I promise.
It's worth it.
Probably won't be Chappelle again, but it's going to be really cool.
Hey, man, it's going to be worth it. And again, if you're in the Houston area or anywhere near, you want to like make a trip out of this, go do
it. We're doing a live pen pals, too. I'm doing a headlining set, I think, on Friday night or Saturday, whatever day. I'm not. Rory's doing one.
It's great.
Fun.
Yeah, all right, well, Dan, left, there
what
was...
What did you say? How much you think this cost?
He said $80.
Right, Andrew said $80.
Said $80 because he's got...
Jason
and I said $325 like a dumbass.
Okay.
I think the only curveball in this is that this is not here. Like this is overseas, so it could be like $20.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe
do you
want to
change? This is your last chance.
I want to change mine.
Okay.
To $180.
Okay. Jason,
I'll go low. I'll go to $50.
$50.
I'll drop down to $100.
Okay. The total cost of a Dan Ford tattoo on your ass is, come on, townies, one of you will get it exactly
shout it.
Right.
Shout it out loud.
Is it $32?
Oh,
$32.
All right. To go down. By the way, that's like one drink in Manhattan right now. So you to put your right. name
you
up on someone's
or
ass forever.
Forever?
Come
that's,
on.
You could park
that's
your car
your name
at
on
the
it.
Burbank Airport for
put
one night.
Put your name on it.
$32.
Kaylee, a support worker from Hereford, said, I was on holiday in Magaluf. I hope I'm saying right. I don't
Magaluf.
Know. Go there. Someone take me there and show me how to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit of a party animal. Anybody who describes themselves as a party animal?
Hashtag blackout drunk.
Hashtag where are we?
Hashtag someone keep an eye on her. Like,
all
of her friends.
Think about
every
it,
single one of her friends.
Where's
is like,
Kaylee right now?
Keep an
where
eye
is she? Where is Kaylee? Oh,
who's,
shit.
Who's on Kaylee
who's
watch?
Who's on Kaylee watch? Also, I always think about interactions we have with people after shows. If any of the four of us met someone, we're like, what are you guys doing after this? And you're like, oh, I don't know. We're probably hanging out. And then they go, well, I'm a bit of a party animal. You'd
we're
go, like, nowhere where
great,
you
goodbye.
Are.
Not with you.
Yeah. Hey, we'll meet, you, we'll meet you there.
He's, no. Yeah. That's like one of the jokes in our upcoming show, in the Fight Pass show.
The nose. Bleeds, yeah.
He, someone says he's a bit of a character, and we're like, "This is your dance joke."
And by character, we mean someone
guy
you avoid at a bachelor party. That's exactly who this woman is.
That's
right?
Yeah.
She said, "I'm a bit of a party animal, and I was just having a fun time with my friends. One night out, we saw a group of lads from Cardiff. Uh-huh. They were all dressed as babies getting a tattoo.
What?"
What
she remembers that.
Go towards the, don't go towards the group of guys dressed
just
as babies.
As a giant adult babies.
No. It was one of the group stag weekend. I was walking past and I was drunk. Out of the blue, something popped in my head and I thought, I will have a tattoo.
If you are the type of person who sees a bunch of dudes dressed as babies and walks
towards
that,
them. I know. I'm not trying
are,
to victim
cannot,
blame,
I,
but
I,
you
no,
are.
You get what you deserve.
You're an active participant in whatever
I
happens.
I can't get on board with that. I
mean, also, that's what you decide to do for your bachelor party is dress like you, and you're like, hey, I got an idea. Let's all dress up as babies and go out. That's the crew. That's you don't. Who's he marrying? That's insane.
Let's go dress like the thing that's going to end all of this fun.
Right.
Yeah.
She goes,
maybe that's why he's getting married.
I know, man.
You notice that she keeps trying to justify. She's like, I was just having fun with my friends.
I just saw a bunch of guys who look like babies.
Right, and then she goes, I will have a tattoo. Quite a lot of people do that when they're in places like Magaluf. Like, she keeps trying to be like,
everyone in Magaluf gets a tattoo.
Right.
Also, friends, that term's very loose in this. Like, who's letting her do this? Friends is crazy.
Who's on Kaylee watch?
Right. This guy, who I got to chatting with in the group, said, why don't you have my name tattooed on you? I will pay for it. Oh. At first, I thought he was joking, so I did it, and he paid for it. It must have been around 30 euros. It was so random.
Yeah.
Well,
and now
think,
it's
I
on you
I think the
forever.
Word you mean, you don't want to say random. You want to say dumb. Stupid. It was so dumb.
Right. Random.
Yeah. Puts the dumb in random.
For sure. The next morning, I realized he was staying at the same hotel as me, but he was leaving that day. That was the last I ever saw of him.
Oh.
It's great, not man. A holiday romance type of thing. That tattoo was simply a yes, let's go for it. No, it was simply a Dan Ford with an E.
Right.
Yeah. She well, could have gotten yes, let's go for it tattooed on her ass, and that's kind of cool.
That's funny.
You're right. That is funny.
But Andrew has been there where he's like, I'm drinking with someone. I'm like, let's go do it.
And an LFG tattoo on
I don't do it with, I've never done it with a stranger like or someone like I hardly know, though, to be clear.
There's
these are done it as someone dressed as a baby.
Yeah, these are friends I've known for years.
Right.
You know,
there's still time, Andrew. I don't regret my tattoo at all. I'll never get rid of it either. It's a nice little reminder of our girls' trip.
I'll never get rid of it either.
Imagine this. My partner at the time just used to laugh it off. Imagine that going back from that weekend.
Partner at the time.
At the time. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. No wonder.
It doesn't
that
mean they laughed
last.
It off that hard.
Yeah. He ain't
good,
around.
Good pull, Andrew.
He
good
ain't
pull.
Around.
Now, after 10 years and a refusal to get rid of her Daniel Ford inking, she's decided to try and find the guy on social media.
Oh, God.
She added, 10 years on, I'm thinking I should try and find him. It's his name on my bum, after
I'm thinking
all.
I should try and find him because that would be nice and disruptive to his marriage and his life.
Right. Yeah, he should meet his daughter.
He should.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think he does? Maybe he doesn't want to be found.
No, I don't of course not.
I don't want to talk about the time I dressed up as a baby and paid a woman to get my name tattooed
on
her
ass. That to me is the time that's
I work
what
in finance.
That's what pushed me into recovery.
We have Daniel Ford, so she's found a. What were you going
to
say, Andrew?
He tells this story to friends, and they laugh hysterically.
Right.
If he gets found by her, his story's ruined.
Yeah. That's right.
This is no longer fun. No, this could be a Nicholas Sparks book. You guys need to get on board with this. We have a Daniel Ford, so she's found a Daniel Ford.
Thank you.
I do not know if it is a Daniel Ford or the Daniel Ford.
Sure.
She doesn't even know what he looks like anymore.
Nope.
I am waiting for him.
Not unless he's in a diaper.
This is what Facebook has done to people. I am waiting for him to open the message. So she knows he hasn't even seen it.
I've seen the three dots.
Right. Quote, it will be good to get back in contact with him just to see if he remembers.
Will it be good to get back in contact with him?
No. You guys don't have, there's nothing
you
between.
You never were
there's
in
nothing
contact.
Good that's going
to
come.
He's about to have that scene from Gross Point Blank with her where he's like, there's no us, man.
Right,
there's
right.
no thing between me and you.
That's right.
Quote, if I do manage to find him, I have no idea what I will say to him. Maybe I will offer him his money back for paying for the tattoo. Who knows? She is a party animal.
She is.
Realizing that Daniel Ford had returned home to Cardiff the day after, she's never seen him and since wants to get back in touch. I'm going to ask you this.
Dan, if this was the plot of the Spice Girls movie, I would have liked it so much more.
So much
more. I'm in for that.
Right?
Yeah. Find your Ford?
Just saying.
Okay.
Find your Ford.
This is Ford versus Ferrari.
For-
How old is Kaylee Williams?
Mm. Ooh.
How old do you think she
now.
Is? And now go. Yeah, now. And then you can go back 10 years to figure out when she got her tattoo. But how old do you, Andrew, you want to go
how
first?
Old, take all right, so how old now, not...
How old now?
Not when she got it.
How old is she in 2022?
And then it'll also tell you how old she was in 2012.
She did this in 2012. 12. She's a mom. She's got a tattoo on her butt. You have seen the butt. Can you guess the aging
Ooh,
from
yeah,
the
butt?
Yeah,
the butt might actually help out.
Is that a... When was the picture taken?
Who knows?
We don't know. That's actually a good point. Maybe that's a picture from back in the day.
I love the. You're like on. The, you you're know, like in the final round of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right
can
now.
I, you know
can
what
I call,
we,
can I call my dad?
Can we see the photo again?
No, you saw it.
You saw
I got
the country of origin.
Put your pants back on.
It's like it became a spelling bee. It's like, can you use her ass in a sentence?
Country
what
of origin.
Was that?
If it is a picture of her butt. Wait, now if it is a picture of her butt from 10 years ago, and we think it's from her butt today, that's what we call the old. Button switch.
Yeah, we got that's good.
I think there's some clues in the font that was used.
There's okay. a giant crack font. In your theory.
So. All right, yeah. Let's hear it.
I guess I think she's 42 years old.
42
so
years old.
When the butt gets. She's 35.
I think
she 35.
I think she's been making bad decisions for a long time.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's 42 now is the only reason she like she's out, so out of touch that she wants to get in touch with this guy.
Sure. That's right. Great.
Like if you were in your 20s, you'd be like, I did something stupid when I was 20.
Also, her marriage might not be doing that well. So 35. That you start to look on.
35?
35.
So she was 25 when it happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go in the middle of you guys and say 38.
38 years old. Okay.
She's unraveling.
As we speak. As we
She's
speak,
come
Andrew.
Undone.
That ink and that font held up pretty well for 10
bottoms
years.
Bottoms up.
If it's very recent. Okay. We got over this. Bottoms. Last thing I will tell you is come and take a comedy festival if you want to hang out with me and Andrew Youngblood and so many other great people and Alive Pen Pals. I'm sure
Good
the Sklars
times.
Will come back and do that festival again sometime sure. too. But yeah. don't forget to go see them in Seattle and in Portland. Make it a great Pacific Northwestern
Let's
weekend.
Do it.
For my brothers.
Sam and everybody.
For me, you know where to find me. Okay, here we go. Ready? Kaylee yeah. Williams is 32 years old.
Oh, Jay. So that was a 22 year.
You had your you had your decade. You had your decades off. You had gone back to the age you would have gotten.
Past.
Yeah.
There we go.
22 years old.
The ghost
with
of Kaylee
passed. On her butt.
There you go. That's how we do it. All right, Andrew Youngblood.
There you go.
Love you, buddy. Thanks for
Thanks
joining
so
us
much, guys.
On this. And for Patreon fans, he's going to tell a story of his most regrettable
sure.
tattoo. You want to join that Patreon just to hear that story.
Get on board.
And for everybody else, oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.